The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking. Leave us a message on our 24-hour comment line, 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843.
Dan, the phone man is the man. Whoop, whoop. Hot Chocolate Jose, what up? Whoop, whoop. Jen and Grant, we love you guys. Let's do this.
It's The Morning Answer.
Yeah, let's do it. It's Friday. You're on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
Can I get a little more excitement? Can we redo that, please?
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
Thank you. The world-famous Friday free-for-all starts in just a matter of moments. The show is flying by, 7:54-ish. That's when we start. Get your thoughts ready. You can call. Phones not screened. You can comment, compliment, complain, tell us a joke. The floor is yours. It's like radio, Twitter. Got to keep it clean. Got to keep it pithy, entertaining. Keep it moving. Otherwise, you get the Grant Gong. We'll tell you when to call in just about 40 minutes from right now. In the meantime, before we jump into the news from California, it is Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day, which was originally known, Grant, as Decoration Day, is a federal holiday in the United States honoring and mourning U.S. military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. It's observed on the last Monday of May, which is coming up this Monday. However, previously, from 1868 to 1970, some of you older Morning Answer listeners may remember it was observed on May 30th. This is Ronald Reagan on Memorial Day.
Today is the day we put aside to remember fallen heroes and to pray that no heroes will ever have to die for us again. It's a day of thanks for the valor of others. A day to remember the splendor of America and those of her children who rest in this cemetery and others. It's a day to be with the family and remember. I was thinking this morning that across the country, children and their parents will be going to the town parade, and the young ones will sit on the sidewalks and wave their flags as the band goes by. Later, maybe they'll have a cookout or a day at the beach, and that's good. Because today is a day to be with the family and to remember. My fellow Americans, Memorial Day is a day of ceremonies and speeches. Throughout America today, we honor the dead of our wars. We recall their valor and their sacrifices. We remember they gave their lives so that others might live. We're also gathered here for a special event, the national funeral for an unknown soldier.
How amazing was it to hear Ronald Reagan's voice? I miss it. So comforting, I think. Maybe because I was a young kid when he was president. There's just something comforting about his voice that makes you feel like everything was going to be okay.
I honestly, you know, I said this, that Ronald Reagan, up until President Trump, had been my favorite president of all time.
Me too.
President Trump took over that mantle, and I think one of the reasons he did is because of the persecution against President Trump and his response to it.
Yeah, we fight harder to defend him because people were throwing so many things at him,
100%.
Of course.
And so, but Ronald Reagan had a steadiness about him that was calm, cool, collected, in control. He had a fabulous sense of humor, and he was so intelligent.
Well, it's because of the day he was born.
Was it your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It is a fun one to share a birthday with. It is.
Yeah, that's fun. That's absolutely fun.
I am proud of that because he is a good man. He was a great president. And I do miss that voice. You're right. Steady is a great word. He makes you feel safe. And, of course, his words on Memorial Day, some of the most famous. Memorial Day is considered, of course, the unofficial beginning of summer. But this weekend, do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Talk to the young ones in your family and explain why Memorial Day is so important to our nation. We've been talking about that PBS special, which will be on Sunday. use that as a way to catapult conversation, because we have a lot to be grateful for in this country. No matter how crazy it seems or no matter how strange it gets, we still are very lucky. We are blessed to live here. And that's because of the sacrifice of the men and women who gave their lives to protect us. So make it a meaningful Memorial Day.
Absolutely. And it's a great day to remember those fallen heroes. I interviewed a guy yesterday who we should have been memorializing on Memorial Day, but albeit to the grace of God, this man survived. You know, I should pull some of the sound bites from him. Maybe we do that on Tuesday. I'll tell the crew, but yeah. I'll just tell you quickly his story. His name's Jacob Schick. After 9/11, he goes into the Marine Corps.
Like a lot of people.
Though he was third generation Marine, he always knew he wanted to become a Marine, and he just went in a little bit earlier after 9/11. He's over in Iraq near Kandahar. I forget the name of the city, but anyway, a remote city in the middle of nowhere. And he is a reactionary force, so they get calls to go out and react if someone needs help. If another Marine crew needs help, they would go find the bad guys, get the bad guys, make sure their fellow Marines are safe. He gets the call and he says, I got a bad feeling about this. He says, my gut had never felt like this before. I knew something was wrong. So he gets the bomb blanket out of the leader's truck, because the leader wasn't going with them.
Yeah.
To put it down in the Humvee he's driving. He said, one of the things early on in the war, we didn't have really armored vehicles. He says, I never took the bomb blanket out, but I knew today I need to take the bomb blanket out. And he kicked his lead driver out, and he said, I'm driving this vehicle now. He says, and he says, I want everybody buttoned up. And he says, we never had anybody buttoned up. Like, we would go out, it's hot, you don't want that. He says, but I made, and so they knew I was serious.
Yeah.
He said, 2 minutes outside of base, he hit a three-stack tank mine in the Humvee. Blew him 30 feet in the air. And he's lying there, thinks he's going to die. He says, like a good Marine, he stuck the landing right on his head. And blew his left leg off. Right leg is to pieces. The ammunition on his flak jacket all went off because the blast was so big, it set the bullets off in his magazines.
Oh, my gosh.
Broke his ribs. His arms tore a piece so he could see daylight through his arms. And his buddy kissed him on the forehead and said, I'll see you soon, as he was getting in the Black Hawk helicopter.
Wow.
And he said, I was so pissed at my buddy because they knew he was lying to me.
Yep.
He said, I thought I was dead. And long story short, he gets into that Black Hawk helicopter. He thinks he's going to die. He says, how long to base? And they radio up to the captain. He says, 12 minutes. And he said, that moment, he said, I chose to live.
Wow. Powerful.
Powerful story. Very powerful.
And it is the power, the testament of your mind, for sure.
Oh. And so now he helps people. He's got an organization called One Tribe. And he helps people deal with PTSD.
Wow. Good for him.
Human
turning
problem,
it into a
he
positive.
Says, not just a veteran problem, a human problem.
That is true.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, switching gears a little bit, if you are looking to sell your home, the summer season is big for this, right? A lot of people look to do their moving, their selling. If you're downsizing, maybe you inherited an old house, sell it the easy way. Seller's Advantage buys your home and they do it as is. No expensive repairs or prepping your home for showings and walkthroughs. They buy directly from you with no agents, no commissions. They'll give you a competitive price and a cash offer right away.
They sure do. And one of the things they give you most of all is peace of mind. It happens fast and it happens easy, right?
Yeah.
Customized selling solution. You walk away happy. And all you have to do is check out the reviews to see the folks over at Seller's Advantage are doing the job right. They may even give you a $10,000 moving expense advance, which would be great. So call Seller's Advantage before you call an agent. They buy your home, as Jen said, as is. Get a free no obligation offer today, 888-421-AS-IS, 888-421-AS-IS, or online at sellersadvantage.com. DRE number 10961658.
This is my favorite thing that you do.
It's my favorite thing too.
I know. That's why I like it so much, because I know how happy it makes you.
don't know why it makes me so happy.
Because it's fun. I don't
know.
But
it does.
You know, even though we do this for a living, it's still kind of like you're playing your dream job. So when you get to
it
do
is.
Fun stuff like that.
Literally, because I would hear those stupid commercials. Not that Seller's Advantage is stupid, but I'd hear those stupid numbers at the end of commercials. And now I get to read it.
May cause adverse effects. All right, as we continue, speaking of adverse effects, San Francisco has got a terrible report out. I will finally tell you what is in it as your Friday Morning Answer continues.
Heard on radios, smartphones, and home speakers everywhere. This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us. Finally, a Friday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinch.
We always have to bust out. Proud to be an American. One of my favorites. And of course, it's Memorial Day weekend where we pay tribute to all of the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice to protect our freedoms in this country. We thank you for joining us. We hope you have a meaningful Memorial Day weekend as well.
The Answer. Breaking news.
You ready for some breaking news, Stinch?
Love breaking news.
We got a couple of them here for you. Apparently, someone new jumping into the race.
Who could it be?
Not anybody that we've talked about on this program before. Republican Governor Doug Burgum, who is the North Dakota governor. He's good. I think he's really good. I just don't think anybody knows who the heck he is. He's expected to launch his presidential campaign on June 7th. So the field continues to grow. He says it's imminent. He was a former software company CEO. The major announcement will come in Fargo, North Dakota, on June the 7th, according to sources close to his campaign.
So another one in.
Mm-hmm.
Why North Dakota? What's the reasoning?
There's no reasoning. He's actually, he's good. He's very, he's great. I don't understand. He's an Asa Hutchinson. Like, who knows him? And I think I would say he's actually a much stronger candidate. He's a stronger conservative than Asa Hutchinson. So I don't even want to put him in that class. But he's a governor who has executive experience, but not a lot of name recognition.
Yeah, don't think he's got any name, right? I mean, this is a guy that's got no shot. Why are they doing this?
He's good. He's entertaining to listen to. But if you've heard him, I barely know this guy's name. And we do this every day. So I think he's compelling, but maybe the next 4 years should be spent raising his name recognition, and then maybe a run in 2028 would be more appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're never going to get there with the name recognition.
Look at the people that we're also expecting Chris Sununu from New Hampshire to jump into the race.
Ridiculous.
He's got the family name, but it's like...
But old family name.
Yeah. All right, so that is breaking news story number one. Breaking news story number two is that special counsel John Durham will testify before the House Judiciary Committee. We heard he was coming, that they were going to ask him to come, but now we know that he is. This has been confirmed. The House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan sent a letter to Durham after the release of his report calling him to testify before the committee. We now know that he will. And we'll get some more information. I think the prime question, by the way, that I would have is why he didn't talk to some of the top players in this, including Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Page, and others who were not interviewed as part of the process. Sources say that this is going to happen on June 21st, which is a Wednesday, and it's going to be a closed-door briefing.
Here's the thing. Is it big news? Maybe, maybe not. I think everything that John Durham knows is in that report. It's 300 and something pages long. I don't know what you're going to learn more from it.
Yeah, it depends on what comes out. I would be curious to know why he didn't talk to everyone he should have talked to. That would be the burning question that I have.
Yeah.
But we'll see if he answers that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been promising you this report of San Francisco. Are you ready for this?
Yep,
should we do a trigger warning? Do we have some kind of like danger alert here? We probably do. Let's see what we've got here for you. Just to warn you about some things that are coming. Let's see. Do we have something? Let's see. We don't want to blow the whistle. No. We don't want to ring the doorbell. No. Ah.
Danger. Danger.
A trigger warning.
Trigger.
Danger. Danger.
If you're eating your breakfast right now, put it down. Especially those of you who might like chocolate milk. There's a new report out of San Francisco, out of the controller's office. The controller, the money guy, or woman in San Francisco. They found that nearly half of the commercial sidewalks in San Francisco had fecal matter on them between 2021 and 2022.
Human fecal matter, not dog fecal.
Half of the sidewalks in San Francisco. Human feces. Dan, sorry, that was loud. Dan said that's it.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
maybe we're underselling it, right?
That's it. That's it.
Chief accounting officer and auditor of the city and the county released the annual street and sidewalk maintenance standards report this week, detailing how pervasive uncleanliness was in the city. The report is the result of two surveys which evaluated 3,000 streets and sidewalks in 2021 and 2022 for cleanliness and the appearance of maintenance. I love that. So it looks good. Cleanliness was rated based on the presence of litter, graffiti, and broken glass. The core citywide survey looked at residential areas and key commercial areas, looking at public sidewalks and streets in the downtown region. Broken glass and feces were the two most common health hazards found citywide. Broken glass was the most common, or the most commonly observed hazard, on approximately 50% of surveyed streets and sidewalks. Feces on approximately 50% of street segments in key commercial areas and 30% across the city. Commercial areas faring much worse than some of the residential areas, 67% of public sidewalks having litter, 58% broken glass. Some residential neighborhoods reported an alarmingly high presence of all of that, according to public health standards.
Wow. So is that a surprise? Not to me.
Well, get this. Michael Schellenberg, remember he ran for governor. He's been here on the program. He noted that researchers found 90% of the streets and sidewalks in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in San Francisco had feces on them. 90%.
90%.
In one of the richest areas, Snob Hill is what they call it. It's apparently rich, snobby.
Right.
Yeah.
Very snobby.
You don't seem stunned. No, nothing.
No,
huh?
I'm not. Why am I stunned? The streets have fecal matter on it. I mean, no kidding. Have you seen that? That's why I call it a hole.
855-785-8255. Welcome to San Francisco. And think about this. Think about how disgusting this is. Because people cannot control themselves and they're going to the bathroom on the streets. You're walking on those sidewalks and then you're walking into your home. Your kids are laying on the floor. You might lay on your floor. Ugh. It makes me want to have a strict take off your shoes policy before you come into the house.
Yeah. Yeah, weird, you should have one of those.
You don't do that, though, do you?
I do not have a take off. Wyatt takes off his shoes when he comes in the house. I do not take off.
I may have to implement one at Casa de Horn. I'm not liking this. This is freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, as we continue, we are just moments away from the best and worst of the week. Our Friday free-for-all. It's how we start our weekends here. Get your thoughts ready. We'll tell you when to call 855-785-8255. In the meantime, we will tell you about the roads and travel times this Memorial Day weekend as your Friday Morning Answer continues.
Freedom of speech lives here. It's the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
It sure is. And we thank you for joining us on your Friday edition of the Morning Answer, live streaming now, AM870TheAnswer.com. I'm Jennifer Woo! Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And AAA, you know the great folks at AAA, they say that Friday, congratulations, will be the busiest travel day of Memorial Day weekend. Now, congratulations to those of you on the road. Very exciting thing when you have to sit in traffic on a Friday. Mm-hmm. 800,000 people just from like one state alone. So they're going to travel 50 miles or more during Memorial Day weekend. 67% more than last year, 3% short of the all-time high. So a lot of people are moving around. That means the roads are going to be rough. That means the airports are going to be crowded. I guess it's good. People are feeling like they have enough money and they're free enough to go around wherever they want. But if you do have to travel this weekend, it's rough. I know you were thinking about traveling, right? Are you going to do it?
We're doing it.
You're doing it.
We're doing it. I'm taking my son to Miami Heat, Boston Celtics.
That's a really nice thing.
In Miami.
It's a really nice thing that you're doing. Look at Hot Chocolate Jose just asked to be adopted. He just raised his hands in the air and he's like, Stinch, Daddy Stinch, adopt me.
Or is he thinking I'm crazy for going to that game?
What do you think, Hot Chocolate? What do you think? Here he comes. Our producer.
I didn't know if that was true or not.
Oh.
if he was going to Miami. But that was good for Wyatt.
It's
gonna be a good game.
He bugged me, and I broke down. I said, okay. You know, that's his junior high graduation present. That's what I'm gonna. Let me tell you something. It's costing me a little more than I wanted to.
That's right. He's graduating from junior high. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So off we go to Miami.
All right. So here's what AAA has said. Those traveling this weekend can expect to see heavy traffic on the roads, congestion at the airports. Air travel is supposed to exceed pre-pandemic levels. LAX said that this is going to be the biggest travel season since COVID, of course, but that, you know, is expected, I guess. Right. They say 17 million passengers will fly out of U.S. airports from Thursday through Monday. Road trips are up 6% over last year. 37.1 million Americans projected to drive to their destinations. The lightest traffic days. So if you want to plan something out, maybe you're going to do some last minute traveling. Saturday and Sunday will be the lightest traffic days. Aside from those days, AAA says the best times to travel by car are before noon on Friday. So congratulations if you're on the road right now. You're doing yourself a favor. When heading back home, AAA says the best times are before 10 a.m. Monday or Tuesday before 2 p.m. or after 6 p.m. The worst times to travel by car, the busiest day on the roads is projected to be Friday today. The worst time to travel by car is 3 to 6 p.m. today, so be careful. When returning from travel, Monday noon to 3 and Tuesday 4 to 6 will be the most congested.
It's going to be busy, which is a good thing, which means people are out there having their thing go down.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great weekend. I mean, everybody should have fun, be safe. Think about the men and women who gave their lives for us. Is it woke for me to say men and women when it's mostly men?
No, it's appropriate.
It is?
Men and women who died for you to say stupid things.
Yeah.
Remember to say that.
Who died for you to say stupid things.
And you too. And with your spirit.
And with my what?
And with your spirit. That's the Catholic response. Come on, don't you know? Don't you know?
No, and also with you.
No, it's not. That's old. That shows you haven't
been to... Peace be with you and also with
you.
That
shows you have not been to church in like at least 25 years.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Peace be with you and also with you.
It's and with your spirit now. It throws me every time. Because
what does it mean with your spirit?
I don't know.
Well, you were the spirit club member.
I was the commissioner of school spirit. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay. Also, one more thing here to tell you about Metrolink. If you can survive it, they're giving you a great deal. How safe is the Metrolink? I don't know. I'm just saying travel with use your own precaution. But here's the good news. It's cheaper to take your life into your own hands. They're offering a deal to get travelers on trains this summer. Metrolink offering train service between LA, Riverside, Orange, San Bernardino, Ventura counties. They're bringing back $15 summer day pass that allows for unlimited weekday train rides on the day of purchase. The pass is available for purchase from June through August. But remember, it's LA, and these are usually unpoliced trains, so if you just want to jump the turnstiles, there's always that method, too.
Oh, gosh.
Don't do that. I'm just teasing.
She's teasing.
Just telling you. I'm making commentary. I'm making light of the situation that is happening on the trains because it's a disaster.
It is.
The summer day pass is back, so there you have it. Danon, do we have our best and worst of the week? Oh.
Yeah, do you want to do it right now?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now because we need an extended Memorial Day edition of our world-famous Friday free-for-all.
Friday free-for-all.
Don't
okay,
we?
Good.
What is wrong? What is happening here?
Everybody's, what did I do? I didn't do anything.
You're
did
like,
I?
You're grunting. Daniel's giving me the finger.
My eyes hurt. I don't know why.
Everybody's checking out. I can see it. The checking
it's
out
holiday
line.
Holiday weekend.
The checking out line is big. Still, oh, we're good. Okay. So here's the deal. The world famous Friday free-for-all is coming up. It's how we start our weekends here on the program. Your thoughts on screen for content, complain, compliment, comment, tell us a joke. 855-785-8255. We'll start taking those calls. We plow right through them. But before we look ahead to the weekend, we must look back, Grant, at the week that was.
Think we can fit a week's worth of shows into 2 minutes? Yeah, just watch us. Time for the best and worst of the week.
All right, Edward. Well, thank you so much for the phone call. Look at how well that went today. See? Okay.
Have a great day. Love you, Jen.
Hey, I love you, Edward. Bye-bye.
What about me, Edward? What about me?
Bye-bye.
What about me, Edward? Have you seen Nancy Pelosi?
Have you seen her?
No, I mean, have you seen Nancy Pelosi? my wife, please. No, seriously.
No, take her.
Take my wife, please.
Okay.
You know what we do? Successful marriage, dinner and dancing twice a week. She goes Monday, Tuesdays. I go Thursdays, Fridays.
Very good. There are some rumors. Both of the senators from South Carolina are unmarried gentlemen.
That's not a rumor. That's true.
That is true, but there are
what
some
rumors.
What are
you saying the rumors are?
We wish them luck. We won't comment on that.
Jim goes down the craziest road.
The idea, even though that...
Will he be at Dodger Stadium on June 16th, Joel?
We're spending a lot of money for a lot of layers of security on our system.
Why are these dishes in the sink? I told you to clean this up. Oh, God.
Jen, can you do one more liberal old lady voice for me before I hang up?
And oh, Benny, do you want an investigation?
You know how big these breakfasts are?
Now, is that the place where you can get Moons Over My Hammy, I think, at Denny's? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Denny's Big Gulp.
Big Gulp.
Is that it?
Been 7-Eleven, but you know, that's all right. There you go. The best and worst of the week. I am really glad that I have, as Taylor Swift says, I shook it off my cold, this thing that was going around. I sound better today than I've done all week.
You sound so much better.
I was just listening. I know.
Than you've ever sounded before.
No, stop it. But I was listening, and you know, you can always like, you're critical of yourself, and I was like, oh, thank goodness. We're getting rid of that. That was so 2 weeks ago.
Don't be critical of yourself.
Thank you. It's time. Load up the phone lines. Morning Answer listeners, this is how we start our weekend. Let's make it good. It is Memorial Day weekend, for crying out loud. 855-785-8255. Load up the phone lines. Your thoughts unscreened for content. Complain, compliment, comment. Tell us a joke. Suggest a story. Tell us you're running for president. The floor is yours. 855-785-8255. Just keep it pithy, keep it moving, keep it entertaining. Otherwise, you get the old Grant gong, and I can tell he's going to be brutal today, just brutal. Load him up. The world famous Friday free-for-all, 855-785-8255, happens next on your Friday Morning Answer.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Jen, happy Friday. Grant, happy Friday.
It's The Morning Answer.
Well, thanks for joining us. It is Friday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And you know, the last couple of weeks, we have been very shortchanged in the world-famous Friday free-for-all department. I've received complaints in our suggestion box. And so I thought, Grant, we've got to get this together. Got to start earlier, get right into the Friday free-for-all. So we've taken care of all the business. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
All right, here's how it goes if you're new to the program. This is like radio Twitter. Your thoughts unscreened for content. You can complain, compliment, comment, tell us a joke, suggest a story to us. Really, the floor is yours. You just have to keep it clean, keep it pithy. One thought only. Otherwise, you get the Grant gong. Are you ready, Grant?
I am ready.
Hit it, Dan Dan.
It's The Morning Answer, Friday, free for all. One thought and one thought only. No screener. The last word goes to you. Yeah, it's like radio Twitter. But as always, please, no obscenities. Let's keep it clean out there. 855-785-8255. Now, let's get this going.
All right. As we go through these calls, well, you just slide right in. We go through them fast. So when you hear one go away, you slide right in. 855-785-8255. Steven in Lake Elsinore. Hi.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good, Steven. Thanks.
So I think all this woke stuff, I've been reading a lot. I think the woke stuff is coming from corporations wanting to get on the board with the Social Credit Card, the WEC. And so I think they're being financially squeezed to go ahead and do all this stupid stuff.
Really interesting point, Steven. You might be onto something. Thanks for that phone call. 855-785-8255. Gabe in Los Angeles. Hi, Gabe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Good. We're great.
Well, one of these days, I'm just waiting for Joe to pop up and start the show by saying, my fellow Paradorian. I mean, he's going to be that whacked up.
You think so?
He's going to throw us into another dimension.
I think, yeah, we'll all have what he's having. Thanks, Gabe. Tom in Glendora, you're up next on The Morning Answer.
Good morning, Jen. Good morning, Grant.
Morning.
Save us, dear Lord. Dear God, without you to guide us, we humans become evil, devil-driven destroyers of all that is good. We humbly beg you, dear Lord, to stop the sick, Satan's savages who right now are desecrating and demolishing our precious USA. Please, Lord, save the kindest, most free nation ever on God's green earth. Amen.
Amen to that. Thank you, Tom. Len in Anaheim, you're up next. Len, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, girl. Boys, the Sisters of Perpetual Reparations founding members, Sister Cori Bush and Apostle Naak, are pushing for $14 trillion more bucks for dead slaves, buried plantation owners in long-gone Austria. 600,000 people of the colors blue and various gave their all, but it's not enough for the silly free buck sisters. So thank you for all who did die to make America free, and with your spirit, Jen, God bless America. God bless you guys.
God bless America. God bless you, Len. 855-785-8255. One line open now. Brent in Los Angeles. Hi, Brent.
A beautiful morning, Jen and Grant.
And to you.
To hallow and sanctify Memorial Day, may you and your listeners plan to visit President Ronald Reagan's library to see its urgent exhibit on Auschwitz, to learn why President Reagan knew democratic socialism must always be crushed, whether in Hitler's Germany, Stalin's Russia, Mao's China, or Biden's America.
It's supposed to be a great exhibit, Brent. Thanks so much for that. Tim in Moore Park. Tim, did you hear your dog whistle? Go.
Tim Callum Carrion, U.S. President, best major candidate.
Always fun every time. 855-785-8255. Peter in Laguna Hills. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Jennifer. Just wanted to say we need to scrap the term mainstream media and call them by their proper name, the Ministry of Truth.
The Ministry of Truth. Look at that. Look at those overtones.
It's not good. That doesn't make any sense. They're not the Ministry of Truth.
Janine in Garden Grove. Hello, Janine.
Hello, Jen and Grant. I would like to give a shout out to my 99-year-old mother-in-law, Kathleen. She survived 3 veterans, and her first husband died in the Battle of the Bulge.
Wow!
So we are the home of the free because of the brave.
Oh my gosh!
Where
and the spouses.
Happy birthday? Don't we have a happy birthday? You know who?
Should we sing it?
Yeah, we know our
there it is.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valerie. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Kathleen, and thank you for the service and love you have for the country. Janine, thanks so much. All right, one line open, 855-785-8255. Brian in the city of Orange. Hello, Brian.
Good morning. My message is to all the younger generations that typically vote Democratic, the 31 $1 trillion debt is yours. The baby boomers are retiring and they're not going to be paying into it. The next 50-year-old something, they're only paying their income taxes in the next 10 years. But you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, you're going to spend half your income on the debt, and that makes you a slave.
No, it does. 855-785-8255. Greg in Simi Valley. Hi, Greg.
How are you? I got a quick question for you. This is a random one. But why is it that when I ask for no tomatoes or pickles, like for my burger at a fast food restaurant or other restaurant, that I don't get a discount, but then when I want to add it, it's more money.
Brilliant. That's a brilliant one. Frank in Los Angeles. Hi, Frank.
Jen, you're great. Grant, you're great. But you guys are extra great together. Thanks for doing this. Hey, I wanted to revisit the women's sports. Grant, you're wrong. There is one good women's sport, and it's softball. College softball is really good. The reason why it's so good is they've shrunk in the field. So the action happens really fast. The ball goes quick. They get to the base really quick. Boom, boom, boom. So for basketball, they need to shrink the courts, lower the hoop, shrink the courts, and shrink the shorts. It'll be good.
Oh, hey, there you go. Shrink the courts, shrink the shorts. But I did say beach volleyball.
And you love that one. Kathy in El Segundo. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Stater Brothers in Temecula.
Okay.
They set up a Coke display. So it's the red, white, and blue. It's the flag.
Oh,
and
I love it.
Absolutely marvelous. Yeah, you can Google it and see the display.
Great. Thank you for that. Alex in Castaic, you're up next. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. Do you know the name of that nursing home that, if admitted, will pay you $400,000 a year to live there?
The White House Home for the Elderly.
There you go.
I like that one, though, Alex. That was great. Thank you. Alan in Torrance, you're up next on the Friday Free-for-All. Hello, Alan.
Hi, I have a poem for you.
Please.
If you listen to this show, you'll get what you need to know. Jen and Grant really know their stuff, and we can never get enough.
I love it. Sound off.
Not said in jest. Jen and Grant are the best.
Yay. Thank you, Alan.
Way to go.
Wasn't that fun? And we still have callers left behind. See, we need to expand our Friday free-for-all.
We do. That was good expansion of it.
That was good, right?
Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone.
Yes, definitely.
God bless our troops and America.
God bless America. Take a moment to thank those who have gone before us, for sure. Thanks so much for joining us this whole week. Make it a great weekend. Be safe out there. It's 9 o'clock.
Goodbye, everybody. And that's the end. And everyone says, oh, that was fun.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.